Hey friends, welcome to Living in His Purpose podcast, where we recognize that in God's purpose, He has the perfect spot for you. If you're a Christian woman and you're feeling overwhelmed and anxious by this rat race way of life, and you're ready to find simplicity God's way, you're in the right spot. By replacing negative mindsets and habits with God's word, we're going to give Holy Spirit permission to come in and help us walk bravely in this upside down world. These are not easy things to face, sweet friend. You're going to have to put on your big girl pants. So pull them up, grab a drink, and let's get going. Hey friend, I am tickled pink that you are here with me. I don't know about you, but when I start listening to a podcast, I'm not only excited to hear the content, but to actually meet the person talking to me through my radio. Well, I'm here today to tell you who I am, where I've come from, and where we're going to go. Hi, I'm Eve King, a mindset life coach for Christian women, and here's my story in a nutshell. I started out as an army brat until the age of 5. I have one sister 2 years younger than me, and like a lot of families, we went through a divorce and remarriage. My childhood was full of frequent moves and relocating, uncertainty, and trauma. Not easy for a girl who just wanted to fit in, let me tell you. At the age of 14, I found Jesus, or more likely, He found me. And I'd like to say I made better choices and my life settled in well, but that's not how it worked. My high school years were full of more drama, lots of intrigue, and that led to a pregnancy at age 16, marriage by 17, divorce at 18. Not my shining moment of good choices, but God uses all for His glory. After yet another move and some settling of all the drama, I decided the best way I could serve Jesus was to become a nurse. And amongst all of that chaos, somehow He took me and put me where I needed to be to get this goal accomplished. 6 months before I graduated nursing school, I married the true love of my life, a one-of-a-kind gentleman who has a heart of gold. So now my 5-year-old, my husband, and I became a perfect family of 3. When my daughter was 9, we went through a horrific battle with my ex-husband, and I ended up losing custody of my sweet baby girl. And let me tell you, there is nothing that can drive a mama to madness quicker than losing a child. After a year of solid, hardcore depression, I finally started to see a little light. When I became a Christian, I belonged to a very legalistic church, which fed right into my guilt-shame complex really, really well. I didn't really get to know God for who He truly is until I lost custody of my daughter. And part of that was me just not wanting to believe that God was punishing me. I decided I needed to learn to trust Him. And that's where my lifelong pursuit of God's heart really started. When I learned that I need to put down the fear and condemnation, then I could know who God truly is, that He truly is love and mercy and grace. And no matter what I am, no matter what I do, no matter what I am, no matter what I think or what I feel, He is all ready to love me back to Him. Now, this was and is still a really difficult concept for me to grasp, but I have this idea by its tail and I'm not letting go. I'm going to tell everyone who's going to listen. So back to task here. My husband and I have now been married for 28 years, and we have a 17-year-old son who's independent and strong-willed, just like his parents. My daughter is 33 years old and has had many challenges to overcome in her young life. And although we have become estranged, I love her to the core of who I am. And someday God will share His plan. Back in 2021, during our little pandemic episode, I came close to losing my job as a nurse because of deep beliefs that I had. After 25 years of nursing, I had to start looking around in life for opportunities and options that were available to me. And this was a really difficult time. But I discovered this little thing called professional organizing, and it turns out that my obsession about putting everything in its place is actually an entrepreneurial opportunity. Well, after doing this for the last 2 years, I've learned so much, and not only about business, but about people. So many people are out there feeling overwhelmed and suffering from anxiety and depression, and they're looking for a better way, a simpler way. And as a Christian, I know the best way. I know Jesus is the way, and he can lead each and every one of us away from this world that tells us we have to try 12 different diet plans in order to become the perfect size, or we have to have this kind of decor, or these clothes, or these friends, or this makeup, or go on these trips in order to be acceptable. All of which only leads us further away from God and down that anxiety rabbit hole when God really wants us to be focusing on him, where his burden is light and his yoke is easy. Now, soon after I started my organizing business, I started thinking, how can I help more people? I spent a lot of time with God trying to hear what he was calling me to do. And during my pursuit to start my own business, which is not for the faint of heart, my friend, I discovered life coaching. And this is where my heart landed. What a better way to use my gifts of encouragement and empathy and my love for teaching. So I took a course and started the hard work of learning first how to be coached and then how to coach others. And now I am a mindset life coach and I'm working with Christian women. This has always been a passion of mine. We need more encouragement out there just for us. This world is very loud. It's very convincing, but it's very wrong. And that's where my podcast come in. We're going to talk about so many things. I don't really like to be put in a box. I have a rebel heart and I can't just stay on one topic. Life is too multifaceted to just talk about one aspect of life. We are going to do it with some humor, some seriousness, lots of grace, and always in search of how God wants us to use what we have in front of us for his glory. So you're going to learn a few things about me. I am at church every chance I'm physically able to get there because I love the people and I love to hear the word of God. I love my dog Charlotte, and as I am currently in the middle of sticky close relationships, she is my world. I love to laugh. I don't like to exercise, so I have to sneak it in when I'm not paying attention. I love black licorice and Mexican food and good friends and encouraging people. The bottom line is I have learned many things the hard way, and God is prompting me to share my lessons with you. So hopefully I can encourage you to discover God and his plans for you instead of listening to the prince of this world and all of his lies. The time before Jesus comes back is short. And if you're a believer in Christ and you've accepted him as your personal savior, you have things to do. Now, what those things are, only God and you know, and there is no one plan for all of us. Most importantly, I am not here to say that I have all the answers because God knows I do not, but I have some answers. I have been through some things and I have learned some things that I feel called to share with you. I'm on this journey with you, friend. As a nurse, I am blown away with how God made our bodies, and the last several years, I've been learning things that everybody needs to know. As a trauma victim, I have been fascinated with how our mind works. And as a Christian for 37 years, I am learning that God, his love for me is indescribable. And I want to learn and know as much as I can before I meet him face to face. We're going to learn what God has to say about the working of our minds, our bodies, and our spirits individually and together. We're going to learn tools that will calm the anxiety and that inner critic so that Holy Spirit can come in and lead us in the way that we are to go. I'm so excited to get this ball rolling, people. I have been full of excitement, angst, joy, fear, the whole gamut of emotions to get this started, and I'm grateful for you being here. So why mindset life coaching? Well, I've always been fascinated with the command from God to take your thoughts captive. Doesn't that fascinate you? What in the world does that even mean? I don't know about you, but my thoughts pop in and out, and I have no way of controlling them. And that's true. I don't. But God does. By allowing Holy Spirit to work with our spirit and letting our spirit minister to our body and our soul through the Word of God, we can take our thoughts captive. We can make good choices. We can have a heart of hope and love and kindness. And we can let go of the world's beck and call for us and our attention and lean back into our sweet Savior who is so eagerly waiting for us. I have so many things to tell you, friend, and I'm excited to get this started. I want you to know who you're listening to. I want us to be friends. And like you heard in my intro, these are hard things that we're going to be looking at. And so we are going to have to put on our big girl pants. And although I'm not quite sure what kind of pants those are for you, for me, my big girl pants are yoga pants because I can bend over in them without losing my lunch. So what do you think? Are you ready to start living in His purpose? Are you ready to let go of the mindsets that are holding you back from doing the things that you want to do, starting the tasks that you want to start, finding the habits that you want to start implementing? Are you as excited as I am to grab hold of the peace of God? And instead of holding on to the things that make you overwhelmed and anxious, then let's get started. Can't wait to chat with you in the next episode. See you then. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for being here with me, and I'm hoping that you received a word. Let me close with a passage of scripture. Rejoice in your confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. By doing this, sweet friend, you're going to find that you can take those thoughts captive and change that mindset and be anxious for nothing. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time.